Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Huddle. I am your host, and I'm not here alone. I'm never here alone. My name is Kalita, and I'm here with...
Given Illustrative, how's everybody doing? I don't think I know today's topic yet.
Jesus, you know the problem with...
And I know it's my fault. I know it's my fault.
Can I just... Let me exonerate myself for a minute, because you do this a lot.
No, guys. I'm calling myself out. I'm calling myself out.
I used to send Given like paragraphs and like titles, and then he would come to pull me like, oh, I didn't read it yet. So I just stopped doing it. Because I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. He'll figure it out. He's good. He knows how to navigate a conversation. He'll be fine. Yeah,
no, definitely.
So this episode, we will be speaking about something that you specifically requested last time.
Yeah.
So for those of you who haven't watched the previous episode, we were talking about having conversations and debates, I guess, in the comment section, and how to deal with that. And we also came across this little topic about being responsible as an influencer.
Yes.
That's what we're going to be dwelling on today, right? Because, and I think... You know, this kind of is a broader conversation, because it's not just about the person who's on TikTok or Instagram who's being an actual content creator, let me say. But it's also for us as individuals, wherever we are, because we are all influencers in some sort of way.
To some degree.
Exactly. True. So, you know, having that ability to recognize what your influence is and how to be responsible with that is very important for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's start off with what is an influencer, right? I mean, you could look at it. I love the fact that you've already pointed out that an influencer, or you can have influence from varying degrees.
Yeah.
There's varying degrees of influence. Some of us are influencers within our church. Some of us are influencers within our community. Others influences within the nation, you know, and then others are influences, I mean, on bigger platforms that influence a lot more people. A lot of people are excited about you as an individual, and for many different reasons. Now, the word influencer today has come to mean, I would think, most people, when you say influencer, they're thinking particularly of Instagram influencers. I think we think more of YouTube creators than we do YouTube influencers.
Yes.
But all of those people have some degree of influence.
Yes.
Yes. The only thing you need to do right now probably is to consider, and this is not necessarily me inviting you to a moment of boasting about how much influence you have, but it is important for you as an individual to know the level of influence you may have.
Come now.
It might even be within your friend group. Right?
Yeah.
There are people who use you as a measuring stick, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Exactly. So these are things that we all need to sit down and consider, whether we have influence? How much of it do we have? To what capacity? In which spheres and within which circles? And what kind of, how are you influencing people?
Yes.
How are you influencing people? How would you define your degree of influence?
I think, I think it's quite interesting. It's very broad in many ways.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we have an online platform. So, there is some sort of influence in media for us.
Yes.
And then also being a PK, like... You're there by force.
Default.
So you become almost like...
If she can do it.
Listen, I'm like, I'm sorry for people's children. Like, I don't... You kind of become the, oh, but Kalisa doesn't dress like that. And you're like, but like, I never asked for this.
I understand.
I never asked to be the standard. But I think in those spaces, there's like a level of... being aware of what I can and cannot do, you know, and it's not to say to be fake, you know, but it is like just a level of because people tend to take things too far.
Yes.
So yes. I'll use like an example. If I were to wear a crop top, right, and my jeans aren't meeting the crop top.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you can see my stomach. That will give someone else the license to be like, oh, I can wear a bra.
Okay.
And, you know, they tend to take things very far.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
What I'm saying?
Because I hear what you're saying.
So I think sometimes just being more reserved in your expression, just to ensure that the people who are looking at you don't use you as an excuse for their bad, their worst behavior. If that makes sense?
Yes, yes. I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying. And I think it does need a little bit of balancing, which we'll probably get into a bit later. But what I'm loving in what you're touching on is the fact that when you bring it here, people are like, it's in China.
Yalla.
The bar is in China.
It is. Yes. By Timu.
I've always had that dilemma when it comes to, for example, where Paul says, this is a principle where you and I, off camera, we were talking, not today, a while ago. I think it was at Godly Revolution or something. We're having a conversation about principles.
Mm.
This was on, it was on air. It was on air.
Vibes.
Yes. Probably not on air, but we were broadcasting.
Mm.
And then we had it on air.
It
no,
was
I'm
on
lying.
Air.
It was on air. My bad. My bad. It was on air. Yeah. So we're talking about principles and establishing principles. So I was thinking of this principle that Paul established when it comes to eating meat sacrificed to idols.
Yes.
And Paul sets this. It puts you in a dilemma, but it also gives you a principle to use, right?
Yes.
Whenever you find yourself in that situation where here's meat, you don't know that it's sacrificed to idols, but you know that it's an event, it's a ceremony within your community. Paul says, don't ask. Just eat for the sake of your conscience.
Sure.
And then he says, but for the sake of the conscience of those who are watching you, rather not eat, because then you don't want to cause them to stumble.
Yes.
So then now he's giving you a way of measuring what does it mean for you to take responsibility as an influencer?
Yes.
So I like the fact that you've already gotten into that conversation and how when you do something, you are at risk. Like, so if you do something negative to whatever degree, not everything negative is a sin, right? I just want to make that clear. A sin per se, right? When I say something negative. So what I mean is if you do something that leans towards being liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not taking it too far. You are. It's not you. There are people who will use that as liberty.
A license, yeah.
A license for them to take the bar to China.
Straight to Shein.
Or Australia. You know what I mean? Exactly. Down below. Yeah. So the bar is way up there. And you just, and they like.
Yeah.
Shingyan. You know? Yeah. And these are things that I think we need to think about. I think if I may, and you'll tell me what you think
what
about this.
What if I said no?
I would be very fascinated if you were to say no. Actually,
okay.
I'd be very excited. I think we all need to just default, consider ourselves as influencers.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true that we're not making money out of it.
Yeah.
We don't get thousands of likes. Because that's what that is a professional influencer.
100%.
That's someone who does it as, is a practitioner.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, an influencer.
Title. PTYLTD.
Exactly, exactly. And that's okay. That's okay. You can be a practitioner as an influencer where you use your influence to generate an income because you have attention, eyes on you.
Yes.
But I think we shouldn't take for granted the influence that we have in our social circles.
It's so true.
In our immediate circles. You've used an example about a friend and listening to secular music.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that in itself is a level of influence.
Yes.
Apart from the one you introduced with being on this platform,
yes.
Being a PK, and being, I mean, I'm sure you are on another podcast that you're doing, right?
Huh? I'm on another podcast? Nah. Wow, guys.
And this is where you'll just put question marks all over the screen.
Noted. Editing Kalita.
So you've been thinking I'm cheating on this podcast this whole time?
This whole time. But it is what it is.
Okay. So point being, there are varying degrees to which you may have influence as an individual. And you shouldn't take it for granted. I mean, I know, me personally, I remember my sister saying to me that my cousin, who's about 5 years younger than me, was saying that, wow, you know, Given is really living the life. He's in Joburg.
Sure.
I love the he's exercising his freedom. He's doing the most. And I really translated that as, I am influencing she's looking at me as the person who went and lived. I don't know if that makes sense, right? There's a degree to which I'm influencing her ability to dream.
Sure.
Given did it.
So I can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because where we come from, people study, finish school, and they stay back home.
Sure.
A lot are at home. They're not working. Their lives are not progressing. So we come from an environment where there are options, but there are very limited options.
Mm.
So the idea of leaving, going to Joburg or Gauteng and actually living a life there, making new friends and, you know what I mean, building a network,
sure,
it's something that doesn't exist back home. So to that degree, I am influential, you know, and I need to, and with influence, and this, I think, is a good segue to talking about the relationship between influence and responsibility.
Yes.
Yes. With influence always comes responsibility.
100%.
Yes. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on how to exercise that responsibility.
Sure. I think for me, okay, obviously we are in the media space as well. It comes down to also just making sure that everything that I say is a good reflection of Christ.
Yes.
And I say that, even though this is a Christian podcast, like I say that because there are influencers like your Tristans who are, they're there for skincare.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so that's what that's their niche and that's what they do. But even in your niche, does what you post glorify God? Is that still going to fly under biblical standards? I had a friend who also an influencer in a completely different sphere, and like we had to come to her and be like, girl, that thing that you posted, I know you think it's innocent, but that's suggestive, so you're gonna have to pull it back, you know what I'm saying? And so those kind of things are very important for us, you know. And it's I think the really sucky thing about being an influencer that no one really speaks about, if you want to be responsible, is the sacrifice that you're going to have to make, right? If you want to be a hair influencer and you want to have integrity and you want to be responsible for the people who are taking information from you,
yes,
you have to have the integrity to say this is a bad product. And even though I'm getting sponsored, they're going to give me 20,000 rand to make this post and it's going to be a quick buck. Even that's on the table, it's a bad product. So I will not endorse it. Those are ways where you're going to have to make sacrifice to be responsible, right?
As the influencer.
As the influencer. And not just, you know, there have been those influencers who, you know, they promote cryptocurrencies and then people lose a lot of money.
Exactly.
Those kind of things. You can't just take everything. You can't just promote everything. You can't just share everything. You can't just speak about anything carelessly. You have to be very conscious of what you are putting there on the internet.
I love where you've taken the conversation here. And I love the fact that you're talking about something so practical and that is relevant in all spheres of influence.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually seen this a lot with the creators that I follow who do influence me to some degree.
Sure.
With regards to, I've seen how intentional they are, especially, you know, especially when you are desperate, when you don't have money, and then you see Guti, here's an audience I can leverage to make money.
Yes.
It's not very easy to not take the deals that seem dodge. Mm. The products that you also are like, ish, I don't know, these guys, I don't trust them, but,
yes,
you know, I'm just going to do this deal. And I'm saying this because this is a very big conversation amongst responsible and reputable influencers, mm, where they always have conversations behind the scenes that you're not aware of.
True.
You and I are not aware of what happens behind the scenes, right? And I say you and I, but to some degree we're not part of that kind of influence, right? Yeah, so that's why I'm saying you and I are not aware. So there are conversations that happen. They tip each other off. They talk about organizations and companies that, yes, approach them with bad products and scams, yes, as well, that not only scam them but scam their audience. Mm. Because that's the thing, right? You now become
the face.
But I want to use the word buffer between whatever company wants to market and your audience. So it quite literally becomes your responsibility to protect your audience.
Yes.
Right?
But then also if something goes wrong, they're not looking at L'Oreal.
Exactly.
They're saying, Given told you me to buy.
Told me to buy. Thing. And it messes up your relationship with your audience.
100%.
And that's a very important thing because, I mean, let's admit it. In as much as we wanted the conversation to also include and the fact that all of us are influencers to varying degrees.
Yes.
Some of us within family, within friend groups, within work, amongst colleagues at school, that's very true.
Mm.
But we also have to acknowledge the fact that because of the era we live in, many of us want to be practicing influences,
so
like
good.
Actual with discipline, right?
Yes.
As a discipline. So you want to build an audience on whatever platform it may be,
yeah,
and leverage that audience in order to earn an income.
Yes.
Many of us are aspiring towards that. It's good money and it's to some degree easy money because you're doing it's things that you would have otherwise done.
Yeah.
Whether or not you were
going
an influencer. Exactly. Exactly.
Now you're just putting a camera there.
You know what I mean? I mean, some influencers are Rory Sang is in for prayer.
Yes.
She's an influencer through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that in the past we'd probably call her a minister.
Yes. That makes sense.
You know what I mean? Exactly. But we also have to look at the fact that because of what she's been doing, she's getting interviews, she's getting invited to places, she's getting speaking deals, etc., etc. So that also does qualifies her as a practicing,
yes,
influencer, right? So this is what a lot of us are aspiring towards. So as a result, we do need to have that conversation about the responsibility that comes with this practice or with this discipline 100%. Of being an influencer. And you need to look at it from the perspective of not just, it's just little old me.
Mm.
One day you will be faced by these decisions. You will, yes, have companies coming to you and saying, man, we have a subscription service, we have this, and it'll be your responsibility to test the product.
Yes.
So then you'll have to ask yourself questions of, what is your quality testing process?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just because it comes from a reputable brand? Does it mean you need to just say thumbs up? There are many companies that have recalled products before,
true,
right?
True.
And it does affect you and your relationship with your audience.
100%.
Do you know anything about finances enough for you to say, guys, go invest on this platform?
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Right?
Hey. Right?
Or go and bank with this bank.
Sure, no, guys.
Right? And it's important for us to be, you know what? We should approach this practice and this discipline of being an influencer with a lot of reverence. I know that it might sound like we're fear-mongering.
But it's a healthy fear.
Because yes,
I think,
yes,
you know, there's a lot of people. I mean, guys, we're on TikTok. We're not there just to go on trends. Let's be like really, really honest. Unless you're literally scrolling and not posting anything.
Yes.
You want people to engage with your stuff. You want people to say, oh, that's a cool dance. Oh, you sing well. Whatever it is you're doing. People want engagement. And we need to be at least just give someone a little bit of a nugget, a little bit of, you know, they say the fear of the Lord. You need the fear of influence.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I absolutely agree with you. I love the fact that you say the fear of the Lord, because I also view it in that way.
Mm.
In the same way that I would reverence God. I have reverence for Him. There are some things you just need to approach with an understanding that this is as much a dynamite as it is a seed for you to plant and reap a harvest.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes. 100%, like having that mindset that these are actual people. And it's very easy, I think, when you're not engaged, they're just people on the screen. You don't actually, I feel like if we saw the viral video we have on our TikTok, if we were to see the amount of people in a room, which is like an, or in a stadium,
yo,
who've watched our video, that makes it a whole, like, it's a whole different ball game, because you can actually see the impact that you're making in people's lives, and that gives you a little bit more of a respect, a reverence of what you are posting, because they're like, oh, that's Given's face, I trust Given.
Yes, exactly.
Let me just listen to what he says, right?
Exactly.
So if we were to remember when we are posting things that we are actually talking to people, we're actually affecting the lives of people who are watching the screen. Oh, girl, it's just a dance. Okay, yeah, but what are you invoking with that dance, you know? Oh, it's just the song. Okay, I'm just singing a song. What is behind? What is the message behind what you're doing?
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.